Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Fairfield Chief of Police, Keith Gallglazier. How are you doing today, Chief?
I am doing great. Tom, how are you today?
I am just fine. And, you know, I almost messed that up. I almost called you by your brother's name because I heard it earlier today.
I answered to both. Okay. I answered to Dad's name. Just as long as it's close.
Hey, you.
Yeah, hey, you. Or, you know,
if it's shouted by your wife at the right volume.
In the profession I'm in, you answered a lot of things.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
But yeah, it's a great day. We're getting ready to have the weather break. Almost fall.
It's almost fall.
Almost there.
Highs of 60 coming up.
So inching there.
Does that mean you're going to be on alert?
Nah.
You're always on alert, right?
Yeah. I think this is, everybody's welcoming this, I think.
Everybody is ready for it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about things going on in the police department. We've got big homecoming weekend plans and things like that coming up. We'll talk all about it here with Chief Keith Gallglazier in just a few moments.
Financial advice you can understand on the Dave Ramsey Show.
Dave, I've got a small 401k from a past job. What should I do with it? When you leave your work, you always take your retirement with you if you can and roll it direct transfer into an IRA. And we always select four types of growth stock mutual funds: growth, growth and income, aggressive growth, and international. That's the process.
Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We've got Police Chief Keith Gallglazier. You on the same program, only it was Meet Your Neighbor on Wednesday. It's Meet Your Neighbor on Wednesday. So you were on yesterday and learned all about you and your family. Thanks for coming back and being with us today. It's like Keith Gallglazier week.
I just come out here all week. Okay. What do you think?
There you go.
Doesn't bother me.
Sometimes if you bring your firearm, it might be helpful.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you're actually in county jurisdiction, so I'll have to back off.
Okay. All right. So, homecoming week, what's the big plan? Get parade on Friday?
Yeah, getting prepped. We received our parade permit, so we're going to be legal.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to remind everybody, we are on a one parade route in the city of Fairfield for all three parades. So the parade will be lining up on North First Street, starting about the bottom of the hill in front of the high-rise, and it will stretch probably back to Northside Baptist Church. Usually around 1:15, 1:30 is about the time that gets started, and we will block that street off. We'll have signs on the side roads indicating a parade route, road closed, with a step off 2:30 p.m., and we will travel up the hill to Court Street, over to Johnson Funeral Home, to Main Street, down to 4th, where the Cutting Shack, I believe?
Yeah, and Chop Shop.
Chop Shop, sorry, my apologies. And Hooper's Automotive.
Right.
And we will turn north there to end the parade.
Okay. All right. And so everybody knows now the parade will start at 2:30. I still see people on Facebook going, what time's the parade?
Yep, 2:30.
Hasn't it always been at 2:30?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the detour route for everybody that does not want to attend the parade, if you're coming in from the east, you're going to be diverted to the south at 4th Street at Joe's Body Shop.
Okay.
And you go up to Center Street, up to 7th and over.
Okay.
To get to Walmart.
All right.
Or
you're going to be kind of using that corner, though.
We use that a lot. Yeah.
You're going to narrow that corner.
We do. We make it into a diagonal.
Okay.
And I have officers posted there. And the reason we do that is because previously the detour route was three blocks off the parade route. So people would go off a block, then come right back on, and then...
Oops.
Oops. So we've done this about 3 or 4 years now, and it's worked out well.
Okay.
So once again, all parade routes and detour routes are all the same, and we'll get you through town. Just be patient with us.
So do you still have people who come up, trying to come up First Street? After you've blocked it off.
And, oh, yeah.
But I got to go down here.
Right. And times have really changed. In 1999, when I was hired, my first parade, I was told to go to a corner.
Right.
And when they came by, step out and stop traffic.
Right.
So as soon as they got to me, I would tell the first car in line, I do apologize, we're having a parade. You can sit here and watch it, or you can turn around.
Uh-huh.
That was norm.
Right.
Then the state of Illinois got involved.
Oops.
Since we were taking a highway.
Right, state highway.
We had to have a detour route. So the detour routes, and they're pretty tight. I mean, some of these detour routes go down Spring Street with these semis. Those are tough corners.
Yeah.
Recently, the railroad tracks were getting worked on, and a vehicle snagged a guy wire. And oops, we shut down that detour route and had to make another one for 5 hours.
Wow.
While the repairs were made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those trucks aren't made to go through residential areas. If anybody, you know, had their cable ripped out or whatever.
Right.
I mean, semis can be 13 feet, 6 inches.
Right.
And wires go up higher than that, but then they droop over time. They're going to get snagged, and there's not much we can do.
Yeah.
Of course, really hard to measure line height after they've been ripped down. So,
right, and as we know, the residents in those areas don't really like those trucks down there.
Right, right. And I understand it, but it's something we have to do, and we try to get through it and make it most convenient for everybody.
Okay,
that we can.
All right. And is there anything with the football game?
We'll be down there. We're still our chaplain we have at the department, Doc Mills. He still does back the blue to recognize law enforcement before the game.
Right.
And then we'll be in the crowds and we'll be walking around. We got two on duty guys, but I also have off duty officers there too.
All right. And what is a football game like, patrol like, for now that everything is sort of now that we have a stadium?
Right. It's a little different. We had to put in some no parking signs. We had a lot of, since you only get in on one side, that really congested one end. Everybody liked parking in that alley. Well,
right.
The alley's narrow than a street. You really couldn't get through. So we had to make some adjustments there. Everybody's there. I mean, it's been a good deal.
Right.
It's very nice. It's a good representation of the community. And I'm sure the kids love it.
Right.
We really don't have a whole lot of problems down there. We have the juvenile mischief stuff like that. Last year, we've had to escort some refs off the football field. had some fans waiting on them. But, I mean, that's our job. That's what we do. And we just hope everybody's safe and enjoy the game.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Police Chief Keith Gallglazier here on the Community Connection. We'll be back in just a few moments with more on what's going on this weekend and this month in Wayne County, in Fairfield.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap, an opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk Isn't Always Cheap. Weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard. 104.9 WFIW.
We are back on the Community Connection. We've got Fairfield Police Chief Keith Gallglazier on. And so City Council is meeting Tuesday night. We're recording this Tuesday day. And we're going to assume they agreed to give you a new truck.
Well, if give's the right word.
They purchase a new truck to be used by the police department. So then one of your trucks will go out as the original plan. I was very clear with the mayor when we had him on Tuesday night,
right.
Or Tuesday day. Now, one of their trucks will come out of service and go to one of the city places, right? One of the city departments, right? Mm-hmm. And this is all your plan. So explain the plan.
The last cars we bought were 2008 models, and we replaced those in 2015. So they were 7 years old, 24/7 driving, and we now use those for AP cars, which parades, trick or treat. We'll go out and patrol a little bit in those, but those cars are not used very much.
Right. Right now.
So kind of in the beginning of my administration, we talked about this, and we presented to the mayor at the time. Trucks were making a big surge in the police market. They call them special service vehicles. So that got us thinking, you know, cars are getting tinier and we're getting more equipment every day.
Right.
I mean, if anybody wants to stop and look at a police car of everything that we carry, there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. So we got to thinking, you know, these cars are, they're going to the graveyard basically after we wear them out.
Right.
So.
Because you put a lot of miles on a car in a year.
Yeah. And like I said, wintertime when the windows are frosting, they're idling. If you're running traffic detail somewhere, they're idling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're running 24/7.
Okay.
And so we developed this idea that, or this proposal that if we went to the truck platform, then we could run that truck for 1 or 2 years. And if we purchased a truck every year, that means every year after the initial 3 years,
right,
one would be coming out. Well, with a truck, you can use that other city departments. There's 12 other city departments.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether it's carrying tools, you know, equipment.
Picking up brush.
Yeah, anything they need. I mean, these vehicles can be used for that. And if anybody's seen the city's fleet, I mean, there's some that have floorboards that have been re-welded back in. They're older.
I think their trucks are older.
I think at one time there was a 1970 still running in 2014.
Right.
So our plan was, hey, we're on 24/7. You know, we got to have reliable vehicles. After that 1 or 2 year service period, we rotate them out, and then the mayor or the council get to decide where that vehicle goes, where it's most needed, and you eventually build the city's fleet back up.
Right.
Was the plan. Unfortunately, with finances, we skipped a year, which brings us to this year, where this should have been the second year, but it'd be the first year that one, if awarded, will be coming out of service from us. Well, that extra year, my oldest vehicle right now is a 2015 with almost 83,000 miles on it.
Okay.
So, I mean, if we would have stayed on plan, it would have been back to about 60,000, 65, somewhere in there. And, you know, good life still left in it.
Right.
These are still good life. I mean, we have a maintenance department that takes care of them. Right.
80,000 miles is nothing.
Right. So, instead of buying a truck here, truck here, truck here, let's rotate them through the city. And hopefully we'll get back on that plan and eventually get all the departments taken care of. And like I said, the truck's not the greatest patrol vehicle. I mean, it's good. Before, we had Crown Victoria's rear-wheel drive only. We don't get as much snow as ice as we used to.
Mm-hmm.
But when that happened, we'd have to stop and put chains on our cars just to get across town.
Right.
Well, when the weather would clear, Maine and Delaware would be cleaned off, but the side streets would still be bad. Well, then we couldn't run Maine and Delaware with chains because it was on pavement. So we had to find places to cross to get where we were going.
Right.
Trucks, we don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. So that problem's taken care of. And like I said, it's not the be-all, end-all vehicle. I mean, if you look at the stuff we carry, what we do, I mean, a small SUV platform or a full-size SUV platform would be ideal for us.
Okay.
But where's that vehicle going to go when we're done with it?
When you're done with it.
There's no department that can use an SUV.
Right.
Or a passenger car.
Mm-hmm.
So the truck, it's long-term thinking. It's not, okay, yeah, I don't understand why you're not going down muddy roads. Well, roads are in bad shape, so that helps.
Right.
Unfortunately. But if you look at the goal of the project, I think it's beneficial to the citizens.
Okay. So do you think it'll be, the truck will be repainted, the police tags will be coming off, badges.
We'll be taking all that off. It'll still be silver, but we'll remove all the graphics, all the lights.
All the lights, all the computers, so everything comes out. So
goes back to stock, and we hand it down.
Next thing you know, it's being driven by some guy on the road, road team. All right, so that's the plan, and we're assuming you're going to get a new vehicle. Plus, there is an application for a grant for that, right?
Right. The mayor brought that to our attention, so I gave him all the information on our fleet, and I can't tell you off the top of my head what the percentages are. But like I said, through our discussions, I think they're going to pursue that, but it may be delayed in time.
Right.
Whereas, like I said, we're getting 82,000 on one vehicle. It's a good time, and we skip that 1 year.
Right.
We're just going to try to get back on the plan.
All right. So it's you're basically driving like 25,000 miles a year. All right. Okay. We will come back. We'll talk about Halloween.
Ooh,
Halloween. Coming up in Fairfield in just a few moments.
Business rock stars.
Today's rock stars are in the business world. I'm Brittany Lehman. Join me on Business Rock Stars. We feature some of the biggest CEOs, influencers, entrepreneurs, disruptors, and business leaders, all sharing their successes and failures in hopes of helping you, the entrepreneur. Join me from 10 p.m. to midnight for Business Rock Stars on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Police Chief Keith Coglaser, and Halloween is coming up. So are you seeing, are people reporting more vandalism, more TPing?
I noticed TPing this week. It seems like it just kind of took off.
Surprise.
Surprise, we're here.
Well, it's nice and warm out.
So almost fall. We go back to the almost. Yep, that time
it's
of year.
It's nice and warm out, so it's a good time to get out in T-shirts and shorts and TPing.
Yeah.
You remember the days.
I do. Barely.
Okay. All right. So give your yearly advice to TPers. Don't go too far, right?
Well, don't do it.
It's technically vandalism. Yeah,
as littering.
Okay.
So that's all I can say about TPing. Okay. I mean, I know it's in good nature, but we don't recommend it.
Okay. All right. And so Halloween hours have been set.
They have been set. I believe Tuesday and Wednesday,
yeah,
30th
and 31st.
2 days, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So
okay.
out TPing. Out in the costumes trick-or-treating. Be careful of the little ones. Be careful of the big ones. You get a lot of older ones that trick-or-treat now.
Right.
They don't necessarily dress up, but they do show up at houses. I've seen that. Of course, the little ones are still really into it with the masks. They can't see through the peripheral vision. Also, with their experience and age, they may dart out in traffic, especially with some of our neighborhoods that give away good stuff.
Right.
There are some packed streets, especially up in the North End.
Okay.
So, enjoy yourselves. Give the kids, you know, make them happy. Give them some sweet treats. Send them home. But watch out for them.
Okay. And especially in between cars.
Yes.
They can dart out.
I also would like to add this. I know costumes are bulky. I know that they're elaborate. Riding in the rear of a truck is illegal now.
Oh, okay.
I cannot throw them in the back of a pickup truck. Driving down the road with a van door open with 15 kids in there is also a very, very bad idea.
Seat belts.
Like I said, let's make it enjoyable for everybody. Let's make it a safe one.
Okay. All right. That's your Halloween tips. Will officers be out?
Yes, and we'll have APs out too, just kind of making sure everything's on the
up and up.
Yep.
Okay, and you've got several truck or treats going on around the city. Frontier is going to have one.
Yeah, Northside Babs is going to have one. And I don't know if any other. That's the two I know of right now.
Okay, and they're closing the street. Second Street between Main and Delaware is going to be closed.
Yes, that's
for trunk or treat.
That's on the agenda tonight.
Yeah, it's
the agenda on the night.
On Tuesday's agenda, where the city council, whether they approve it or not.
Just predicting the future here.
That's right. Seeing into the future. All right, so have we seen, with it being as nice as it has been, have there been any instances where are people locking their cars yet?
This is just a monthly
it's
topic.
It's a monthly topic. Are people locking their cars yet?
We're doing just fine.
Okay.
We have it here and there, but not like the rash we were having.
Okay.
Like I said, we caught several of those.
Okay.
So, but you know, I do get out in the community, I walk neighborhoods, and I still see windows down. And can you see this stuff from the street?
Right.
So just, I encourage people. I mean, it's not against the law to leave your stuff unlocked. Just, you might want to discourage other people from shopping.
It's just not a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about scams that are going on? We got a new scam going on?
Well, we haven't had a new one. We had a kind of an uptick there. The IRS, you're wanted, came back.
Okay.
You know, pay your bill or we're going to come and arrest you. We won't make those phone calls.
I always love that one. Because I go, oh, yeah, Keith, I was just talking to him today.
And
they're like, who?
Many people know. I mean, caller ID, every cell phone has it for sure. You're getting local phone numbers now.
Right. That's the problem.
Yeah. And I've got several on my phone. Hey, you know, we've seen some activity on your credit card. There's nothing to worry about, but give us a call and we'll help you out. If you didn't solicit, don't answer it.
Okay.
So.
All right. And the big Facebook messenger message that's going around. You may have been hacked. Mm-hmm. Press on these dots and do this and this and this and this.
Anytime you being in the computer field also, anytime you click something that's unknown, it opens a door that somebody may get in.
Right.
Or, you know, we had a few. Hey, your computer's running slow. We're from Microsoft. If you click here and I give you this code, I can get in and look at it for you. And may save you in the long run. Well, we had a few of those that people accepted that.
Okay.
So Microsoft's not going to watch you that close.
Microsoft doesn't care.
Yeah, they don't care. They've already got your money. So.
Well, you know, and if you break down, you've got to buy a new computer, which is a sell for them.
Yeah, that's playing the stock market there, I guess.
I always tell people Microsoft doesn't care what you do with your computer. You can hack it with a chainsaw or an axe or something like that. They don't care. They don't know.
Yep.
They don't know your number.
Just,
and they never will.
You just got to, I mean, there's people that spend all day trying to develop these schemes. And if you think about it, they get two people, three people on the hook. That's $1,000 a day. That's more than I make, more than you make.
More than I make.
Yep. And they're done in 15 minutes and they can go to the beach or whatever they want to do. I mean, they are professional. It's
right.
It's
a racket.
It's a big market.
Yeah.
And it's just getting worse by the day.
And it's weird because now the market is for information.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just looking for cash. You're looking for information so that you could sell it for cash.
Right.
So, all right. All right. Those are your warnings for this month. We'll talk to you next month, Keith.
Thank you very much, Tom.
No problem. Anytime. And that's going to do it for today.